The Indianapolis Department of Public Safety has been preparing for potential Ebola infections since the outbreak in West Africa began earlier this year. That's according to Indianapolis Public Safety Director Troy Riggs.
Then when we were faced with the reality of two individuals in Dallas with Ebola, we started looking at what protective measures we needed for our staffs.
Riggs says that responsibility has fallen to the Emergency Medical Services Department.
And EMS has been working with our hospitals, making sure that personal protection equipment is nearby, that there are isolation measures in place.
The Department of Public Safety has taken an ambulance out of service, which will be specifically prepared to transport Ebola patients or patients suspected of having the virus. Area hospitals have also issued statements assuring the public they are prepared to deal with any suspected Ebola cases. In a statement, IU Health says it is in close contact with health and government agencies. It also says it's preparing its healthcare teams and facilities by, quote, preparing areas of the emergency departments and clinic areas to receive, isolate, and treat patients who may be carrying the virus, end quote. Riggs says a way to avoid anxiety surrounding the virus is to receive a flu vaccination because both the Ebola and flu viruses exhibit similar initial symptoms. And Riggs says while it's important to remain vigilant, it's also important to keep the situation in perspective.
We're doing this is because that's what the mayor expects us to do, is to be proactive. Citizens deserve for us to be proactive, but we still believe that the fear of the disease is much greater than the actual threat of the disease at this time.
Riggs urges residents to seek out reputable information regarding Ebola from trusted sources and not fall for internet scams that might seek to exploit fear surrounding the virus. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.